Well, it's a Monday morning and we've come to a romantic car park. Anna has just parked up next to me. She's about to open the door. Good morning.
I'm a bit scared.
Anna's a bit scared because she has no idea what's about to happen to her.
Oh, God.
All she knows is that we're recording a podcast about pasta. So we've come to a very noisy car park with a motorway next to us. The perfect place to record a podcast. And I'm going to open my boot now. This is the big reveal. My boot's very heavy. Okay. I bet you've never seen the back of a car boot like this, have you? Look.
I mean, have you just raided a supermarket?
It looks like I've shoplifted a
lot
of...
Wow, they're massive.
Yeah.
They look like something you'd find in the sea.
Yeah, exactly. There's all kinds of things.
Oh, these are my favourite.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Well, we'll play some ukulele music and then we'll tell you what on earth I've got in the back of my car. Well, hello, welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. I'm Claire, she's Anna. This is a podcast where we mostly talk about weight loss, but we also talk about some silly things too, like why on earth I have a bag full of pasta in the boot of my car.
Well, you have a well-known homeware furniture shop, massive bag full of pasta. Just to put that into a context, this is like a suitcase full of pasta. More pasta types than I think I've seen in the shops.
Well, when we decided we were going to do a podcast about pasta, I went to town, mate.
You did?
Because let's face it, how many of us have the same type of pasta? We go to the supermarket and we pick up the same type of pasta. And when you think about, like, the plan, well, pasta is a free food. You know, make sure you get the sin-free one, the dried stuff. But there's so many choices.
So, and more, but like it feels like in the last few years it's gone bananas. You've got one here.
Pasta's gone bananas.
Pasta and bananas are quite nice, you know.
With a
cold yogurt, cold pasta. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But like this one you've got here, I think this is probably like a lentil pasta, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So that wasn't around a few years ago, was it?
The thing is, right, when you get the app out and you take a little bit more time, maybe even go to a different supermarket, you start to think outside the box, don't you? So, you know, the thing is, like, as you say, like, you can get edamame pasta. I've got one here that's like a spinach.
Oh, farfalle.
Right.
Farfalle.
I'm going to put a disclaimer here that neither of us have Italian heritage. So if you are Italian, or, you know, or perhaps it's made from other countries, I'm not sure, we highly apologise because...
Macaroni's all right.
We're good with that. Fusilli,
yes.
Can't spell it, can't
now,
say it.
What are these called?
I've lost the packet, but it's a conchili. Conchigigilili.
So this is like the shell, isn't it?
Yes, that's it looks like a shell. They're massive.
Isn't it the shell? Doesn't it take the name from the shell? It's very big, very beautiful, Claire.
Well, anyway, this is Pasta La Vista Baby because we wanted, you know, like we did an episode about potatoes a few weeks ago and we just kind of wanted to take these kind of core elements that are within the food plan and really see what can we do with them. And we opened it out to you guys. We nicknamed it Spaghetti Saturday, but you didn't have to use spaghetti, just something pasta related. And my goodness, did like you guys go to town with your recipes. So we've got a few of those to share. We've got some of ours. We did one. I've actually even bought a flask here.
Oh, she's feeding me.
It's warm in a flask with some cutlery. Because I made the mistake the other week when I went out walking where I packed all my food.
No cutlery. Did you use your hands?
No, it wasn't that kind of job. I don't think you could use this with your hands. When you open it. I mean, the presentation when you put it in a flask is all gone.
No, it's all right.
I'm not getting any Michelin stars here. Yeah. You know, I'm not going on Bake Off or whatever.
Me? Are you telling me yet? Or is it going to be another spice? Oh, okay. So I'm getting ahead. Well, don't offer me food and then not give it to me.
So, like, pasta is an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think that sometimes a lot of people, when they're losing weight, and we talked about this with potatoes, fear the carbs.
Yeah.
But you love pasta and it really helps you.
It's my friend. I know that sounds really cheesy.
Is everything your friend?
No, not everything. Oysters and coriander
and pineapple.
Definitely are not my friend. Yeah. Pasta, I I credit my weight loss to, because it feels like a treat. It's so filling. It's so easy. So versatile. And I just love it. Pasta never rejects me. It's always my friend when I'm tired, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm in a rush, when I've got time. Just pasta, guys. If you don't like it, get on it. I've got quite a few members that have never tried pasta, which I find very interesting. But then I forget, like, our generation, pasta's very normalised. But my parents' generation, it's not, is it?
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite interesting to think. Because pasta's always been around for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially if you've been to university, pasta is a bit of a staple, isn't it? Pasta and baked beans.
Oh, pasta and baked beans?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's got the tomato sauce in, so then you don't have to buy a separate tomato sauce.
I mean, I've had baked bean lasagna, but I've never done it with, like, regular pasta.
Baked bean lasagna. Can we just...
One of my members made it for me. I pulled a face which looked like I'd vomited through my nose, but it was actually really nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, this idea that sometimes people worry, they focus really, I've got to get the speed in, I've got to get the speed in. But something that you said to me early on in the podcast was, don't ignore the fact that if you're hungry... fill up on free food first, and sometimes it can be that maybe we do just need that extra bit of free food. It's there.
I think sometimes we feel like actually to get a better weight loss, if we cut these things out, we do this and we play around, it's going to make it work. And it's not, because hunger for me just sends me headfirst into a packet of crisps or a bar of chocolate. And the thing about pasta is it's so low in calories but so filling and got so many amazing properties in it, that actually if you use pasta wisely, it can just be the absolute unlocking of your weight loss journey, I think. And the thing about pasta is you can eat it in kind of any guise, can't you? Can have it for lunch, you could always have it for breakfast if you wanted, you could have it for dinner, you can have it as a snack, you can have it if you're vegan, you can have it if you're a meat eater, you can have it if you're dairy free. Like, it doesn't discriminate. Do you know what I mean? That's what I love about pasta. I think the reason it gets a bad rap is because for a lot of us, pre-Slimming World, pasta was eaten by the kilo with lots of cheese and a side of garlic bread. That's not great for weight loss, but if you harness its power, you make sure you get the speed free in with it, and you're not ladling on high fat sauces, then oh my God, it's a winner.
Yeah. Well, we're going to run through like some of the different types of pasta we have in the back of my car boot. But I do just want to hit pause because, Anna, I've prepared something for us, a little insert that I'm going to put into the podcast right now.
Okay.
And
I'm
it
scared.
Is all about the top 10 things you need to know, perhaps didn't know, about pasta.
I'm so excited. I could nearly burst.
It's time for the Slimming World Podcast Pasta Fact Countdown. And because we like to do things differently here, we're going straight in at number one this week with how many are there?
Did you know there are officially 600 pasta shapes all over the world? I know, right? And it's according to the International Pasta Organization. Not just anyone, the IPO. They're all based on the city and the country. And actually, there are over 1,300 names.
Straight in at number two, it's names and their translations.
When translated, the names of the pasta don't really sound that appetizing. So, like, spaghetti actually means strings, vermicelli are small worms, and farfalle are butterflies. One that I've never actually heard of, orecchiette is small ears, linguine is little tongues, and ravioli is little turnips. You would actually think that the word pasta is universal, but it's not. It actually has a different meaning in different languages. In Greek, it means barley porridge, while in Latin, it means dough pastry cake.
Where does it come from? Down two at number three, it's the origins.
The Chinese, not the Italian, first made pasta. I'm going to say that again because it's quite shocking. The Chinese, not the Italian, first made pasta in as far back as 5000 BC.
And at number four, we all like it, it's popularity.
At first, dry pasta was actually only a luxury item in Italy because of the high labour costs. things like semolina had to be kneaded for a long time, and it was only after the Industrial Revolution in Naples, never quite sure how you say that place. Basically, there was a mechanical process that turned around, which meant that they could kind of produce this stuff on large scale, and then it became affordable and popular among us, the common people.
Up five places at number five, it's just plain weird.
If pasta is cooked properly, it should stick to a wall when it is thrown. Don't try that at home, though. I'm just going to add that as a disclaimer.
Mr. Flovikins and the pets are straight in at number six.
Pasta can also be given to dogs and cats. I know, right? It's free food for everybody, literally. It believes it helps them in their growth development and also makes their coats glossy and healthy. Who knew?
Down one place at number seven, it's nutrition.
Pasta is apparently an important part of a healthy diet. It's an excellent source of complex carbohydrates, the body's primary fuel for energy, and it can actually help you feel fuller for longer. Unlike simple sugars that offer a quick yet fleeting boost of energy, pasta actually helps sustain energy. And it's also got some badass nutrients like iron, folic acid, it's got B vitamins, it's even got a dose of fibre.
How much can you really have in this week at number eight?
The recommended serving size is actually one cup, which is about 200 calories.
Let's celebrate the good times at number nine.
International Pasta Day is the 25th of October.
And finally, at number 10, spaghetti grows on trees.
In 1957, the BBC made everybody believe that spaghetti grows on trees. I know, right? At the time, spaghetti was considered by many as an exotic delicacy. And a programme which happened to air on, yes, you've guessed it, the 1st of April, somehow was a spoof, obviously, and explained how severe frosts can impair the flavour of spaghetti and how each strand of spaghetti always grows to the same length. It's believed to be one of the first time television was used to stage an April Fool's Day hoax. But wouldn't it be amazing if actually all spaghetti grew to be exactly the same length?
Oh my gosh, so you know the television programme about pasta growing on trees? This is one of the stories I remember as a child that my dad told me about. And because 1957, like, TV was very much, you know, something the whole family did and they crowded round. And I remember my dad, he would have been, what, 10, 11? He was just, his mind was blown by this. This is the thing that still remember my grandma talking about when I was 15 or 16, this programme that blew their mind. So, yeah.
If only pasta grew on trees.
But literally, they believed it. They really, really did. My dad said it was just so convincing. It was as if the Queen had come on the TV and told them this was real.
But I was more like shocked that pasta didn't actually come from Italy.
Oh my, China? What's that about? Who knew?
I know.
I mean, I would have bet my house on the fact it came from Italy. Would you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also like the fact, like, of all the little different names. So, like, if we look in here, right, I just pull this out a little
bit.
The
one I can say is this, macaroni.
Macaroni, right. So
made
that's the thing, because I spent far too long in the pasta aisle. Someone asked me if I was okay.
Did they? So when she got arrested because they thought that she was putting it down a bra.
But the thing is, I think it's great because with the Slimming World app, like, you know, if you are a member and you've got the app on your phone, if you haven't yet got the app, just try and have a little play with it, because the food search and the barcode scanner is brilliant, and it enabled me to just turn everything round. Yep. And I was just zapping.
The manager in this supermarket stopped me last week and asked me if I was okay. I was like, no, I'm just a Slimming World member.
Because you want to get curious. Yeah. And so some of these here, I mean, you pointed this one out.
Oh, I love this one.
We haven't tried this one and I have no idea how to say it.
The sauce gets right in it.
Now, the thing is, it's a finest brand, if you know what supermarket we're talking about.
So you paid more?
So I paid a little bit more, but it's called a giggly.
Yeah.
Giggly.
I'm trying to find Italian. I'm having a giggly tomato pasta today.
Right, and here's what it says. Oh, hang on. Actually, you can do your voiceover voice. Go on.
Okay. Curled bells of so-dried drum wheat pasta with a traditional rough texture created using bronze dyes in a something Italian in Italy. This unique shape is perfect for holding thicker sauces.
Who wouldn't want to buy pasta like that? We're sold.
The sauce gets right in here.
Do you know what? For me, it looked like something that came out of your ear.
Well, it does look like the inside of the ear, but when you look closer, it actually looks like a flower. And when you do this, I do a lot this for Daisy's dinner. She feels like it's quite magical when she mixes the sauce in and puts the cheese in and it all melts. So it's all about fun.
It spikes my curiosity more than, say, if I just get my... I put things in jars at my place when
they
open. Oh, my
God, she's labelled? Labelled?
No, it's not labelled.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay.
Normally, I do put the label inside, yeah, because often... All the spices look the same, frankly.
Oh,
when you're
do.
In a hurry, you don't want to be putting the wrong spice in.
Well, I've done it in my porridge before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Not good.
So this is a red lentil fusilli.
I've never had this.
I mean...
Does it taste much different?
I don't think so.
If you could see her face, she's not loving it.
And that's the thing about when you take your time in the supermarket and you're turning everything round and you're comparing, right, how much fibre has this one got in? How much protein has that one got in?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you're putting them all next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, and when I look at the wheat ones, I'm like, so how much more fibre has this wheat one really got compared to the white one? You know, when you get like your whole wheat spaghetti next to your normal spaghetti, your quick cooked spaghetti.
I love that quick cooked spaghetti.
Now, actually, oh, I think I have. One of the things that we did on our Instagram, which is at Slimming World Podcast, we had a little kind of quiz over the weekend. I don't think it'll still be there, unfortunately, if you go look and you've missed this now. But what it'd be interesting if you're a consultant to ask your members this. When you put spaghetti and linguine next to each other, they basically look the same.
No, but look at the width difference.
And so we did a quiz of what is this? And actually, it was like linguine is a bit more chunkier.
And it's flatter.
Oh.
But this is quick cook, so this is minute. But look, it's flatter. It's almost like rectangular, where this is cylindrical.
You know what I mean? Things that, you know, this is mindful eating. Mindful eating.
Still not fed me yet,
in the
guys.
Space that we have recorded this podcast, you probably could have cooked 20 pasta meals. And then, of course, I brought out the box standard, which I know is
lasagna
a favourite.
Sheet.
The lasagna sheets. I'm always confused with lasagna sheets, as you call them. Whether you should boil them first or just stick them in.
Whack them in the oven.
I've heard about people doing tweaks, which is a bit naughty, where they make like a kind of...
Buy a packet of crisps. Much
nachos.
Nicer. Yeah, they're not the greatest thing. But this... Oh, one of my favourites.
Tagliatelle.
You see, what's the difference between that and a bit of spaghetti? That's
also
just done in a bowl.
These are called nests, apparently.
Oh, didn't... This is... Its thick, flat shape pairs perfectly with a meat bolognese.
I mean, I'm sure that the Italians were not expecting that voiceover to be done with a plane over us.
They're going to Italy.
Maybe they're going to Italy. Yeah.
It's very interesting, though, because there are some pastas I don't like to eat. And I don't know why, but the small version of the shells I'd never buy. I do like a bow. Do you know what I mean? Like, these bows are far more appealing than that. Do you
so
ever,
when
do you
when
have
we say
shape?
Bows, we mean farfel.
Oh, sorry.
Farfelly.
Sorry. You see, my uneducated pasta eating. Give me a bow. Do you have a shape preference?
Do you know what? Now I feel like I've put that much blooming pasta, I might do a mix.
But be careful with
the
mix.
Because you can have more than one mix.
Be careful with the mix because some... Look, a macaroni takes 13 minutes, but a tagliatelle only takes 9.
Literally.
So be careful with the mix because I've had a soggy mix.
Do you ever have that like kind of moment where you think, are we actually stood in a car park of a supermarket with my boot open, looking like we're doing a car boot for pasta? Here you go, mate. Two for one. What? I'll give you that. 50p. 50p.
Some of you like business venture, they don't know. You're going to get customers in a minute.
But
be careful if you are mixing pasta because you don't want a sticky bottom like I've had before.
It is very true, isn't it? Because I've never really paid attention to the cooking time of pasta. I've just got it on and done it. And I mean, I've tried some of the fancier ones. And they are free food. They're like the edamame pasta. So it's pasta made out of edamame. Now, they go very soft very quickly. So I recognise that compared to like the fusilli, it's a bit more high maintenance because you need to catch it quicker. Otherwise, it's just a mush at the bottom of your saucepan. Interesting, because I think when you look at like the red lentil, the edamame, now I'm vegan and I'm always trying to look at ways I can get more protein in.
Yeah, interesting.
So if that has a little bit more protein than, say, the bog standard macaroni, particularly, you know, as I've kind of got closer like to Target, I was looking for those 1% boost.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Anything that I could. Like, for instance, one of my cereals, you can have two of them. They're like kind of rusk bars. It's really hard to say it without the brand.
A wheat type biscuit,
yes. And they have the protein version.
Yes.
And I switched to that because I thought there's another way I can get more protein.
Yeah.
So I sometimes think that, yes, it's about interest, it's about mixing up, it's about variety, but also it's like, okay, let's actually really study harder. What is the nutritionalness of this?
Nutritional value.
Yeah, we know that fibre is really great for us, it fills us up. Are we kind of maybe a little switch one week to try a pasta with a bit more fibre?
Yeah.
So should we have a look? So the farfel versus the macaroni, how do they compare in fibre? I've also got a tricolore
fusilli. Yeah, so these are exactly the same in fibre and sugar. That's really interesting. But protein, yeah, and the same in protein.
And the fusilli is the same. I mean, I think some labels will be very standard.
Yeah, these are all the same.
But it is interesting to just look, because how many of us have been doing the plan for so long? We're almost on autopilot.
Yeah.
We go to the same aisles, we buy the same things, and we rarely really read the labels. We're not really challenging. We can drift, we can coast. And then we wonder why when we get on the scales, we're not necessarily always getting the weight loss that we want. And maybe you're only getting the half pounds, the pounds. These are the ways I think that you start to boost it by getting the £2, the £3.
And also thinking when you're looking at pasta, what can you do with your pasta to make sure you're ensuring you're speed free? Like sometimes we do, you know, I was the woman that did the spag bol with a tin of tomatoes, one onion and maybe four token mushrooms.
Yeah.
4 kilos of beef and 18 kilos of pasta, and I'd swear blind I got my one third. So are you really thinking about, actually, can I switch my meat out and make it all veggie? Or could I, you know, do something and make sure I've got my salad on the side or some roasted veg? Because it's that, just going that extra bit of detail is what will make the difference to impacting your weight loss. Because pasta is free, but you will get a much better weight loss if you're taking one third of that meal out and replacing one third with that speed free. And as a pasta lover, that's quite a hard habit to get into. So I make sure when I'm plating up my pasta, there's the one third speed free on it. I also try and make sure, like, at least 3 times a week if I'm having pasta, that's how often I have pasta. You know, like if I do a spaghetti, I get like spoodles, which are sweet noodles, or courgette or butternut squashy, and do like half and half. So I've still got the texture of the pasta, but I know I've nailed my speed free. So
yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, like, Matt got given a spiralizer. What an absolute
faff
ache.
Yeah.
That is. I mean, it's a nightmare to wash.
Oh, don't get me started on the
washing. If you've got your nails done, don't bother. Like, I mean, it was hard work.
It really is. And then you're left with this tube. I don't know if you found it.
We tried to spiralise a courgette, and I mean, what was left was just mush.
Yeah. Or you get this tube left, which has gone through the spiralizer. You're like, what am I meant to do with this bit of courgette?
It's so funny, isn't it? Because only certain... And this is what I mean about mixing up where you go to your supermarkets as well, because sometimes you, like, the major supermarket I go to never has squaffles, which are squash waffles. It never has squashetti. But yes, then we come to a different one over here. They'll travel a little bit further out.
Yeah.
And I can get different things. And that's, again, what keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
And colourful.
And one of my favourite places to go is a high street store that is very well known for designer stuff. And they have an array of multicoloured pastas, like squid pastas. They also do lots of veggie and vegan ones, but they make it really exciting. They do like a candy stripe one. Daisy loves it if I get her that for dinner. So just make maybe thinking, am I doing the same thing with my pasta? Like, do I do a spaghetti bolognese, a lasagna, or maybe a carbonara? Like, what could I do? Because I always just think of pasta as the carrier, the little vessel with which the rest of my meal is created. You could just do so many things. I love pasta.
Let's talk recipes then.
Okay.
So I just want to have a look at what other people did with their spaghetti Saturday.
There's some great ones.
And it was brilliant because I love just, many of you has just tagged us your photos. I think so many of you do that anyway. You'll listen to something that we say and you'll take a photo and you'll tag and say, aha, I did that. And so many of you, when we had Zahir on a couple of weeks ago, you all said that you went out and did loads of lentil dal recipes. So that was brilliant. Pam did carbonara with a twist.
Ooh.
Emma did some balls hidden in vegetable sauce with linguine and a salad. Talk about getting your speed on the side.
I mean, there's nothing like having hidden balls, is there?
Annie said she had pasta with prawns. She used half of her Hex A, Healthy Extra A, with light feta. She added tomatoes, peas and sweet corn.
Nice.
Then she did 30 minutes of hula hoop this afternoon.
What more could you want from life? Pasta and hula hooping.
Pepper's got lentil bolognese. Taryn did feta pasta. Sam did a pasta bake with Slimming World tomato and basil sauce.
Nice.
I'm guessing that's from the Iceland range.
Yeah.
Added salad, garlic mushroom and a garlic wrap. Katie's done a lactose-free spaghetti carbonara.
Beautiful.
I mean, this is what I find really interesting, that actually, whether you are gluten-free, whether you are vegan, vegetarian, whether, you know, you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Actually, pasta is something that can work for everybody.
Really, really is. And also, it's cheap. Like, how I fell in love with pasta was when I was a uni student starting Slimming World, and literally, we knew we could go for, like, 26p, get the, like, value range of pasta, some 13p tomatoes, and we would have a meal. Like, it doesn't matter where you are on the budget scale, pasta's got something to suit everyone. So I just don't reject it, guys. Just love it. What have you cooked me?
Well, no, I'm still reading everyone else's.
Oh, well, you don't
That's
tell me what's in feed.
Finale.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry, right. Okay, read everyone else's then. I'll sit here hungry.
All right, well, why didn't you open it then whilst I read these? Right, Luce did, she did bacon medallion. She did, like, the little fridge raided things with chicken. She's got cheeses. She's got leeks. She's got mushrooms, red pepper. She's got cheddar on top. Francisca has got a pineapple salsa because it was in the Slimming World magazine recently. She had a chicken breast, pasta salad with fried asparagus and tomatoes. You can tell Anna doesn't go camping because she can't open the flask. Francisca used some fat-free Greek yogurt, garlic granules, salt, pepper and a bit of vinegar for the dressing. Interesting. Lynn, spaghetti carbonara. She's got garlic, spring onions, bacon medallions, mushrooms, egg, parmesan and chives. I'm the chives fan. Carrie Ann has basically got a cheesy beanie tricolore pasta war, a massive sin saver, and save pounds because she almost had a pizza but stopped
Good
herself.
Work.
Billy had a tuna pasta bake with homemade garlic cheese bread. Jilly had roasted Mediterranean vegetable pasta dish using rigatoni pasta. I haven't actually got that here. That's one that I couldn't fit down in the boot, I'm afraid. Basil garnish, homegrown basil.
Oh! Oh, nice.
And Patricia had a Mediterranean parcel of flavour. The party is mint, black pepper, oregano, tomato puree, Worcester sauce, parcel of lasagna cut into squares, coated in egg yolk and roasted, crispy melted feta cheese, low fat. Served with crispy lettuce, drizzled in fabulous flavoured vinaigrette dressing.
Wow.
Now, I know somebody, perhaps I've already read her message out, actually had a party.
Did she?
And used our party, where is it? Katie, who had the lactose-free spaghetti carbonara, had friends round. So she offered to cook so that everyone could take part in Spaghetti Saturday. That was lovely to know.
Genius idea, genius.
So let me tell you what is in the flask that we have here.
It's not potato, is it?
It's not potato. It looks like cubed potatoes, but it's actually crispy tofu.
Ooh.
So I was lucky to have someone buy me an air fryer for a present.
Ah.
And I know they're quite an investment, and I'd kind of declined for a while. But what happened was you cube up the tofu, you put a tablespoon of corn flour, which is one sim,
right,
and some soy sauce and a sprinkle of salt.
Wow.
So I had 2 tablespoons of soy sauce.
Right.
And you put it in like a zip bag and you shake it all up so it covers it completely. And then you throw it in the air fryer. You don't need to do it too hot, probably about 170 degrees,
so
I think.
Crispy.
And then just, do it for about 15 minutes. And it really, because I think a lot of people struggle with tofu.
It scares me.
It gets a bit boring.
Yeah.
It's a bit soggy, but this is quite crispy.
What
and it looks
it?
Great. Try a bit of tofu, yeah.
Oh my God, it's crispy and it's
I've been working on this because it's a really great protein source. It's clean, it's low fat. Do you know what I mean? There's no cholesterol, and I really wanted to get
amazing.
On board. And so an air fryer has really helped. But you can also do this, like, you know, you could grill the tofu. You could put it in a frying pan or a wok.
Wow,
you know,
so
just
good.
But with the corn flour and the soy sauce, the corn flour takes the sogginess out of it so it can crisp. So, and then underneath it, I've used a mixture. I think I have used a bit of the normal fusilli, no, the tricolore fusilli, and also the spinach farfel.
Oh, that's good.
Which you can't taste the spinach on it at all. I've added some speed because I thought, oh, it's a bit naked for speed. So I added some broccoli, some green beans. I put some frozen peas because I wanted to keep the green thing. And it's got onion and garlic in it as well.
Oh my God, and then more tofu.
What? And there are some sins in this. So previously I used to be really fearful of using sins in my meals.
Did you?
So coconut milk light was something that I always avoided. But coconut milk light, so I had half a tin, which half a tin is 200 millilitres, which is 8 sins. Now I've made 4 portions out of this, so in the end it's only 2 sins.
You can taste it in the back.
But then I've also put a tablespoon of something called nutritional yeast flakes. Now, they look like fish food. I'm not going to lie.
It's your cheesy taste.
But they give you that cheesy taste. They've got... a lot of people worry with vegans that you're not getting your vitamin B12. Well, it's got B12 in. It's got some extra sexy other things. But when you mix it with the coconut milk, it does have like a cheesy sauce.
It's like a cream sauce, isn't it? Totally. I wondered what you'd used. Oh my God, this is so
And
good
actually, there. I forgot this morning when I heated it up to put on a sprinkle of healthy extra cheese because I got a really small grater and I fine grated.
Oh, I zest my cheese. But this tofu, outstanding.
Isn't it? Now, I've been working really hard to make tofu better and it does take a little while, but smaller cubes, you know, make sure you get as much of the water out before you cut it. And
the
corn flour, I think, really just helps take the water. And yes, it is a sin, but it's only one sin for a tablespoon.
And
if you think, that's actually made me 4 portions.
So this is... what is this just called regular tofu for anyone that's like me is a little bit
absolutely yeah. you get these in the fridge
right
and to be honest the only really difference with some of the tofus is you can get silken tofu which isn't in the fridge
it's great for making
yes your chocolate mousses scrambled egg that kind of thing because it's got protein in as well whether it's silken or it's firm it's still got protein
firm, that's
and then this one there's firm which sometimes comes in smoked or not and actually the smoked one that as long as it hasn't got marinated or anything on it is sin free.
Does it taste better?
I can't really taste the difference.
Oh really?
Not really. And all by the time you kind of add it into your mixture and you know you can't tell whether it's smoked or not half the time.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just a commoner.
I have only ever eaten tofu that I've liked in a restaurant so I wouldn't think to cook it at home, but I think I'm going to buy some tofu now.
I found actually a lot of people in my group have been asking me for tofu recipes because I think sometimes and obviously I started on some mode as a meat eater and I've changed in the last couple of years. A lot of time we just go for chicken. And it gets quite boring.
Really boring.
And you like chicken breast. You know, sometimes I would have done mince, but then I kind of went off mince beef and I switched to like the frozen soya mince anyway.
This is really good. And I'm thinking, my head is just going like, I could put this in, it's like cold pasta salad. I could put it in a salad. Yeah. I could have it as a snack. Wow, I think you might have converted me to a bit of tofu there, love.
It's one of those things, yeah, that can be really boring.
I think the thing you've got to think about with pasta, if maybe, like you made the swap from a meat eater to being plant-based, is going, actually, this is, I used to have a creamy sauce, how can I do it? And you've thought outside the box. So it's saying, actually, I just maybe need to reinvent my recipes, but yeah.
But I think even if you were having chicken or bacon or something, I mean, there are the fake bacon, so I could turn that into a carbonara with some spaghetti.
That'd be really good.
Using that coconut milk light and the yeast flakes, I could still just make it, but just use a different type, maybe the tagliatelle or the linguine, and add, I don't know, the fake bacon.
That'd be nice.
So it's constantly like just kind of mixing up and changing it aesthetically, visually, but you don't have to be, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and it doesn't have to be too complicated.
No, that's the thing. I think pasta, the reason I fell in love with it is because it can be cooked. I used to put the pasta in the pan, go and have a shower, and then come down and dinner would be ready. And actually, sometimes as a food optimizer, you need to take the thinking out, and I think pasta's one of your greatest kind of assets if you don't have much time, isn't it?
Something like this, and you know, this little kind of mini flask pot that
these.
I've got a lot of the time. I'm out on the road, I'm driving, and I think something like pasta, you can eat it hot or cold. And that's one of those things, because when I go out on the road, for me, trigger zones are like service stations. You know, I'll pop to go to the toilet, there's a coffee shop. oh, there's a, you know, a little kind of express store. Mm. And before I know it, I've come out with sandwiches that I've got
spent a fortune,
God knows what in, and how many sins. Whereas something like this, I can keep in the back of my boot. I might look like a little bit of a weirdo you know, opening my boot when there's a small hamper inside the back.
I mean, we don't look weird now.
But when you step on those scales, man, you remove yourself of the guilt, don't you? Because you've done everything
that you can. And I think the thing about pasta is, like, you've cooked four portions of this, so you guys have got lunch. Like, it's such a great one that you can I love, like, a lasagna the next day, or a spag bol or a carbonara the next day, so I always make enough to feed the street.
Yeah.
You're never going to get me to say a bad word about pasta.
So what did you make then?
So I made the... Well, nothing for you, but I did make for spaghetti... For Spaghetti Saturday, spaghetti carbonara.
Okay.
And it was so easy to do. Literally, two eggs and my healthy extra of Parmesan. I grated it on the zester, so it felt better. Literally, I chucked in bacon medallions, mushrooms, frozen peas, and spring onions. And it was so easy to do. Like, literally, just mix it all up. The key is the pasta water. If you ever want a really nice, thick sauce, the starch from the pasta that's left in the water, if you add it in, will add thickness. So Phil asked me if I'd bought it. That's how good it was.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't throw it in the bin. He asked me if I'd bought it. And even Daisy, she can tolerate Parmesan now. She ate it and she didn't know. Because sometimes if she thinks there's cheese in it, she won't go near it. And she loved it. I'm going to get veg in that way.
The thing is, when you take a photo of pasta...
It never looks good, does it?
No.
No.
I said to you, I took a photo of mine. And I think we shared it. Shared both of our recipes on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. My mushrooms look like they look like small whales are lurking in the pasta.
I was like,
that does not look attractive.
Did you see the video of my Parmesan and eggs together? That doesn't look pretty, but it tastes so good.
Also, it's very hard to take a video when you're cooking because all you get is steam.
Yeah, and shaking. Yeah, so.
Remember when we interviewed Sally and she was saying how often when they take the photos of the food, it's cold by that point.
Because there's no steam.
There's no steam.
Makes sense.
These are all things that when you want to, like, become Instagram famous, that we all have to consider people.
I mean, we'd never thought about that when we started this podcast.
We will not have a cookbook with our photos.
Just another thing to think about with pasta is, if you've got a favourite dish that isn't food optimised, think about, I always get the menu and just think, what could I swap? So actually, if it uses cream, could I swap it to something like quark or like your coconut milk? What a good idea. Like, having a look at how you could keep your favourite recipe, but just tweak it a little bit as well.
If I want to cook my sins and I feel like I don't want to use sins on coconut milk, you know, like if I'm really trying to get like 10 sins a day, 2.5 sins for a recipe like this could be quite a lot.
Yeah, it could, couldn't it?
Then the coconut drink,
you have for your healthy extra
it's a little bit more watery, but it
you
still does
that
the job
down first, couldn't you?
Totally.
It. Yeah. Oh, what a good idea. I think the thing is about pasta, it's your friend when it comes to weight loss, and just remembering to truly food optimize it, the one third. But I eat bowls and bowls and bowls of the stuff. Like, I think literally it's that and potatoes would be the two foods if I ever had to choose, because they're just so versatile.
Yeah, well, you know, if you are a pasta lover, or perhaps you have been a bit apprehensive about having pasta, then get on it.
Don't be scared of it.
And also, you know, a lot of people worry about, like, the portion sizes. I mean, you can kind of, like, look at
a portion
size, and you can weigh it, whether it's pre-cooked or before cooked. I use my hands as a guide for portions.
I mean, just remember, with free food, you don't need to weigh it, but if you wanted to go by the portion, you could. And I always think the thing about pasta is, when you put it in dry, it's not a fair reflection of what you're going to get, because it swells when you eat it. So I always think, when I fill the pan, I always then take a handful out, because I'm like, Anna, that's actually what you truly need. Yeah. But just remember, you can have as much of it as you want, because pasta's got an inbuilt safety feature, and that is that it keeps you full.
Yeah.
You know, very, very... When you look at the calories on this, for how much you get, it is very, very low. Really is. For all the nutrients you get. So I feel like, you know, I should be on a crusade for pasta. Pasta gets a bad rap. Please stop it.
So share with us your pasta recipes. If you missed out on Spaghetti Saturday, don't worry. Just maybe, like, do a meal over the next 7 days and tag us in your photo so you can share with us, you know, what are you doing with pasta? We're always really curious, and maybe one day you can have a car boot pasta sale like I might have.
I mean, the looks we are getting, guys.
Excuse me, mate. I've got some pasta here. I can sell you a bit cheap if you want to do a deal. No, I'm kidding.
You're not having me tofu, love.
No, you're not having the tofu yet. Right, well, whatever you get up to, go enjoy your free food, have some great dinners, and make sure that, you know, you just enjoy your food and just have a little fun.
Have a little fun and tag us, show us, let us be part of your pasta journey.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Bye.